Black Writers After Hours. Thank you for tuning in to Black Writers After Hours, a new podcast brought to you by Culture Word. I'll be your host. My name's Radhika Kapoor, and this podcast is going to be a literary salon from the comfort of your living room, bus journey, or train journey, wherever you are right now. I'll be interviewing key global majority writers about their journeys, creative habits, and outlets. Joining me today is Artistic Director of Culture Word, Pete Kalu, who has been involved with Culture Word since time immemorial, I think.
Ooh, you cut me to the quick there, Radhika, but it's true. I've been around a while.
So, Pete, can you give us a quick overview of what Culture Word does and its role in helping writers become more successful?
Yes, we are a landing pad for all kinds of writers, writers from all kinds of backgrounds who can come to us and learn something about how to become better at the craft of writing. We're also a platform, so once they've come to us, they build their art, and then we give them a stage, we provide them with a platform, and we hope we are also a springboard to greater things, so they go on to do marvellous things out there in the big wide world of literature, of art in general.
Okay, so can you give us a couple of recent examples of who Culture Word have worked with or supported?
There are so many examples I could give you. But I would say, more than anything else, that there is no typical writer that comes to us. What we have done is we specialise in finding writers who have been pushed to the side by society, marginalised, rejected, ignored, refused, sidelined, all those other bleak adjectives for not quite feeling they have a place in society. So rather like the Statue of Liberty, Common Word shines out saying, come to us, give us your homeless, your downtrodden, and we will find a way for them to discover their courage, discover their strengths, discover their resilience, and discover their voice more than anything else. Discover their voice. And as they build their voice, they learn various writing techniques to express themselves. They give voice not just to themselves as an individual, but to a whole community. So we're here to build communities of writers. Examples, okay. I knew one guy who came to our office, and it turned out that he had on his back his entire life. All his possessions were in this little backpack. And this was because he was a refugee, and it was uncertain whether the immigration officers were going to come at any point in time and raid where he was living and seize everything he had and detain him. And so he lived with his backpack on his back and went from place to place. And in between doing that, he was coming and learning to write. That same person is now a leading short story writer who's won an international prize. We gave him his first break. We gave him that landing pad. We gave him that platform. And wow, what a springboard he's jumped on. So that's one. Another woman I remember came to us. She came to us from a literacy project. So she came to us from a project that was helping people learn how better to spell and to read. And she started engaging with our poetry resources, and now she's an international playwright, and she travels to all kinds of brilliant places, and I see her profile on all the social media. She's in all these amazing places and spaces creating great art, innovative art, original art. And I always look back at how she came to us from a literacy project, uncertain whether she had the ability to write, never mind to compose these great things that she's gone on to compose. So, but it's not always just those who have had a hard time in life or who've lacked confidence. Another writer who came to us was an opera singer, and she decided that she now wanted to do poetry. And so we became her conversion path. And she learned how to write poetry, and now she's writing young adult fiction, she's writing short stories, she's having a whale of a time. But who would have thought that an opera singer would end up as a poet? You know? So whoever you are, and whatever background you've got, we're here for you. We're here for the writers. We're here to build a community of writers, and together we'll cook up some great writing.
Fantastic. Why Black Writers After Hours?
You know, Radhika, I used to go to the clubs a lot back in the day. And after a certain time, when most of the clientele have left, there's just the hardcore party goers slouched on the benches, chilling out, relaxing. And it's at that point that conversations change and things are revealed, vulnerabilities are expressed, hopes considered, dreams imagined, and promises made. And so we're trying to create a virtual space that is like that after-hours vibe. Do you feel it?
Yeah, the smoky club. Yeah, secrets whispered. Yes. Great. And you mentioned promises made. We've got an interactive form of promise or pledge. Can you tell us about that?
We have an interactive pledge that we want everybody who comes to the podcast, listens to the podcast and engages with the podcast to get into. And that, those pledges will be, I promise myself that I'm going to do this, whether it's I'm going to try to write a poem in this way, whether it's I'm going to listen to this music and see what comes onto my keyboard by way of typing up some kind of little flash fiction piece, or whether it's I'm going to write my own song according to the way that some other writer wrote her songs. Those are the pledges. We want you to say, yes, I'm going to try this. I have the courage to say yes to trying to write something new and original. And I don't even care if it's good or if it's bad. I'm going to do it. It's the act of doing it that's important. And I'm going to pledge that I'm going to do it. That's the pledge.
Yeah, wonderful. And I know that people can share their responses on our social media, tagging at Culture Word. So definitely get involved, tell your friends. And a lot of our interviewees for this podcast series have a secondary art form. So they're writers primarily. That's why we've brought them on board. But also they are musicians, opera singers, for example, or in researching into climate change, etc. So, and then integrating that into their art. So, you, Pete, do you have a secondary art form?
Funny you should ask that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a carnivalist. I like carnival. So, I've had a carnival band for a number of years, and we attend carnival across England, actually, though I've been to Trinidad Carnival as well. And the particular band that I've developed was called Mocha Jumbi, Ghost of the Gods, and we dance on 3-foot stilts, you know. So you're hearing me here now, but imagine me on 3-foot high stilts dancing away to some beautiful music. We also do Blue Devils was another band we did. We've done quite a few ghost bands. So yeah, that's my passion. My passion outside of writing is putting on carnival bands and just partying. Mainly partying, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, maybe we can get some video or images of you on your stilts. That would be great.
There's plenty out there.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Pete. And I'm really looking forward to delving into the interviews. And this is Black Writers After Hours. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 1 of Black Writers After Hours. This is a podcast with a twist. At the end of every episode, we'll be sharing writing prompts for you to have a go at. Each prompt will be inspired by the writer we have interviewed, and the prompts are accessible for writers at all stages. There's no pressure to show anyone what you've written, but if you would like to, tag us at CultureWord on social media.
This is a Culture Word production. Thank you to our funders, The Space and Arts Council England, recorded at Silver Lining Music Studio.